Hey guys, it's Paul Torres back with a brand new episode of the Hip Hop Debate Podcast. Now the topic for this episode is Post Malone rap. Also, we have another top five list and a preview of next episode. So let's get it started. All right, guys, as I said, the topic for this episode, the debate for this episode is Post Malone rap. Because that's a topic that's, you know, I feel like people are discussing nowadays because to some people he is a rapper, some people he's not. Some people he sounds like a rapper, some people he doesn't sound like a rapper. So I decided, you know, to, I guess, debate my take on this. So I'm going to, you know, get into the beginning of Post Malone and then kind of, you know, break down his style, his music, his persona even, and kind of, I guess, and give you my conclusion then. So I'm going to start with his first song, because that's, I feel like, most people's introduction to Post Malone. His first song was White Iverson, at least his first radio song. I don't know if he had music before that. So with White Iverson, I actually was a huge fan of this song. I had no clue who the guy was. I didn't even know what he looked like until I saw the music video. I love the style of the song. It's very melodic. I love melodic music. It's kind of feels almost like a little Houston inspired, obviously has pop elements into it, but I think it's, you know, an awesome song. And that was, people were like, he kind of came out of left field, because most people, if any people really knew who Post Malone was, no one knew who he was. So they, everyone, you know, including me, was kind of like, who is this guy? And kind of, you know, want to hear what he's going to do next. And then he released a couple songs after that. He had Go Flex. He had Too Young. He had Congratulations, which Congratulations was another big hit for him. And people were still like, what, they didn't know what to make of Post Malone. So, you know, he kind of blew up from White Iverson, and he wasn't just a one hit wonder. He was, you know, he's making hits, you know, now. So he also, you know, a major thing that I guess, why this is even a discussion, if he's rapper, is he not, is that he's white. And, you know, hip-hop tends to be, you know, very predominant with, you know, black people tend to be predominantly the ones who are in hip-hop, rap, you know. And so if I feel like if he wasn't white, maybe if he even was Spanish, it might not be as much as of a, like, debate or discussion if he even is rap. But because he is white, you know, there's the, is he actually rap? Is he pop? Is he even, you know, rock? Is he actually a rapper? So I, you know, that is definitely a part of the discussion or the debate. He also, so, you know, as I've stated in previous episodes, with this newer age of rappers, they add different elements into their music, and they add different elements of, you know, they had elements of rock, elements of house music, elements of emo, of elements of scream, you know, a lot of melodies and everything. So with him, he's no exception to this, you know, new age rapper. He adds rock to his music. You could tell, like, he, you know, even the voice, he has kind of a rock element to his voice, but he also adds country to his music, which you don't really see too much with rappers. You know, country and rap is not really they don't really mix often. Maybe Nelly and Florida Georgia Line, but besides that, rap and country don't really mix too much. So it's different to see, and it's awesome how he does blend it so well with country elements into the hip hop music, or even you could say hip hop elements into country music. So with, you know, everyone adding different elements of other genres into rap now, it's cool that he even went farther than just rock or house music. He went, you know, into country, which I don't think has really been seen that much in hip hop previously. And another, I guess, point why people either might not think he's a rapper is he seems to sing more than he raps. He's one of the, I guess, biggest users of melodies in hip hop today. Even, like, he, you could say he is rapping, but he's really singing while he's rapping. And that's more of a, I would say, a pop element than a hip hop element. You know, a guy like Travis Scott, he kind of sings, but he mixes it up a lot. I feel like Post Malone tends to do like way more singing than actually rapping. He's rhyming like he's rapping. The way he's you know, the lyrics are sound like rap, but the way his delivery sounds more of a pop feel, because he's singing more often than he's actually rapping. Also, which I guess this is something I've brought this debate or topic up to people before, but this, I guess, point I never even, until I thought about the episode and was writing stuff down, I never thought of with, he's actually very similar to Drake in the sense of, if Drake was, you know, Drake's half black and half white, but if Drake was, you know, was all white or he looked all white, people would maybe have, people have this discussion with Drake now, but it might be even bigger because, as I said, Post Malone, you know, as I said earlier in the debate, he is white, so that's why I feel like it's brought up, and Drake is, you know, half black, but he is, you know, to most people, he's seen as black, you know, that's up for debate for anyone. But similar to Drake is Drake with more current stuff that he's releasing tends to be more on the pop side with like God's Plan or In My Feelings or Nice For What. And that's just from the most recent album. He's been doing that for the past few albums when he added, you know, Jamaican elements, you know, reggae elements into his music. He's been going very pop, which has elevated him to bigger status as even just a celebrity. I would say he's the biggest musician in the world right now. But that's what Drake, you know, Post Malone is similar to Drake in the sense that they're not, they might, you know, some people, they might be considered hip hop, to some people they might not, but they add different, they're more poppy than anything. And the reason I'm bringing up Drake is just because Post Malone's white and Drake is seen as black, but no one has this discussion as much with Drake. And they do have this discussion, but Post Malone is, some people don't even consider him rap. And the thing with Post Malone is, if he didn't sing as much, I don't think he would be as big. And Post Malone, he's one of my favorite artists right now. I think his both albums are great albums. Beer Bongs and Bentley is one of my favorite albums of 2018. But I think adding these other elements and the singing aspect, which is tends to be more pop, has elevated Post Malone bigger than if he didn't sing or didn't add the pop element to his music. If he still had the country element or just the hip-hop element, he would still be good, but maybe not as big. So, like any genre of music also, there's, you know, country or rock or any other big genre of music, even house music, has this, where there's like the subgenre, as I've stated before, with subgenres, and pop rap is something that has really risen over the past few years, because as I've stated before, hip hop is the biggest genre in music today. It's bigger than pop, it's bigger than rock, it's bigger than any other genre. So obviously there's going to be, you know, pop's its own genre, but I feel like pop is the biggest subgenre in any main genre of music, which might be like a tongue twister, it might sound crazy, but pop elements are just to make it sound more fun, really just more radio friendly. And that's what Post Malone is. He's really radio friendly. You know, songs like Psycho and Rockstar and I Fall Apart, and he is, you know, White Iverson, Congratulations. He is just, you know, all these songs, I think they're awesome songs, but they're really pop compared to other, you know, many other forms of rap or rappers, you know. But the thing with Post Malone is he is, as you know, I can see on social media, he seems to be very respected in the hip hop community with rappers, you know, with what he was at the playoffs with YG. He was just seen with DJ Khaled, probably making a new, you know, hit. He's really respected throughout hip hop. So that meat has to, you know, count for something, because, you know, he would maybe be seen as, you know, just someone who, which it was brought up in the past, where he's just someone who is, just, you know, benefiting off the genre, and he doesn't really care about it. He said in a, maybe and some point last year, maybe end of 2017, where he listens to, you know, other type, maybe Bob Dylan, I think he said, when he isn't, he's sad, or he listens to other genres when he's in certain moods. And people took that the wrong way, like he was just using the genre to get bigger or be, you know, make it be famous or anything like that, to sell records. But he really, that just shows his, you know, and he's not the only person. I think it's only brought up because he's white. Other rappers, other, you know, musicians in other genres don't have to listen to only the genre that they do. They can listen, you can listen to any music you want, but I think I was just really brought up because he is white. If, say, you know, Travis Scott or someone, or Pusha T said he listens to the Rolling Stones when he's happy, like that wouldn't be a thing. People wouldn't care. But because Post Malone says he listens to Bob Dylan when he's sad or when he's trying to think or any melancholy or anything like that, it's suddenly an issue. But I think that's just because he is white. And I feel like that was just overblown. It was really nothing. So the verdict for this debate is, it's kind of a cop out, but he's in between. I think he's a rapper by the I guess if you had to classify him as one genre, I would say he is in rap. He's in hip hop. He is a rapper. But I would say he's in the subgenre of pop rap. And, you know, I said he adds elements of country to his music and he adds other elements, but he's mainly pop rap. And I don't know if it's up for debate. If anyone wants to, you know, if you say, all right, well, they're a rapper and then they add elements of pop or country or house music to their music, but they're overall in hip hop or they're overall a rapper. But I would put Post Malone in just that pop rap genre or subgenre. As I said before, every genre now has pop infused subgenre in it. Country has pop country, house music is pop house, even, you know, rock is pop rock. So, you know, and I would say in other genres, you would classify them as pop, whatever the genre is. An artist, you know, Florida Georgia Line might be pop country, or Swedish House Mafia people might have thought it might have been like pop house music, or maybe like Green Day, if, you know, 15 years ago might have considered like pop rock, or I know they were punk rock, but like they were, you know, there's other types of punk rock, but they were just the, you know, biggest group at the time or anything like that. So if I had to categorize him into one main genre, as I said, I would say he is a rapper, but I would say he's, if I had to even further classify him, he would be a pop. Actually, he is a rapper, but if I was gonna go more into depth and more, if I guess had a second choice, I would say he's a pop star, a plain old like top 40 pop star, like a Beyonce or Adele or Taylor Swift or, you know, Nick Jonas or even possibly Drake, but. He is in the classification of a rapper. So now for my top five list. My top five list, I'm doing top five Post Malone songs because he's only two albums in, so I'm not going to do a top two list for his albums because that would be kind of pointless. So I'm going to do top five Post Malone songs. Coming in at number five is Broken Whiskey Glass, which is the first song off of Stony, his first album. I think it's just an awesome song. He has elements of rock and country into it, and I think it's just an awesome, you know, it feels like it's not even hip-hop, but it's just cool, like you feel like you're listening to something like a classic rock song. Number four is Rockstar, which is his I'd say it's probably his biggest song to date, or if not, it's Congratulations with Quavo. I think it's a great song. His melodies are just on point on that song. It's probably his best to date. And 21 Savage features is just phenomenal. 21 Savage provides great features, honestly. Coming in number three is I Fall Apart. That's one of his most popular songs as well. It tells a really good story. It gets, you know, if you've been there anything like similar to it. You really feel what he's saying and feel the pain and the passion in it. I think it's just an unbelievable song. Number two is Other Side, which is on Beer Bongs and Bentleys. He really went in on the melodies on this song, and this is probably one of his most pop songs he's ever made, but I just love it. I think it's a phenomenal song. It's really good. And number one is Too Young, which is one of his second or third single from Stony, his first album. And I just love he kind of continued with the melodic type of music that he had on White Iverson. He kind of continued it, and I just love that song. It's my favorite song from him. I think it's one of his, you know, not just one of my favorites, but I think it's one of his best songs. And yeah, so number five is Broken Whiskey Glass. Number four is Rockstar. Number three is I Fall Apart. Number two is Other Side. And number one is Too Young. So, as always, subscribe to the podcast on all platforms. Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Spotify, on Anchor, where this hosts the podcast. It can show you all the platforms you can get the podcast. Follow on Twitter at We Debate Hip Hop. Follow on Instagram at The Hip Hop Debate. Again, thank you guys for listening. The most special guest on this show yet is going to come on Friday, and the whole episode again is going to be an interview. I think the first time I did that, it went really well. I'm hoping that this time it goes great again. And as I said, thank you guys for listening, and until next time.